the most extraordinary season in the history of Major League Baseball is drawing to a conclusion with the 2020 World Series. This time, there's no hot dogs or Cracker Jacks, no concession stands, no fans either. Just COVID cardboard cutouts. The Rays and Dodgers are there. And, oh yes, Major League umpires as well. Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Greg Stewart, and welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us at WWIB.com for all the info you need. And by the way, you can give there quickly, safely, securely, and remotely to help sponsor this show, WWIB.com. Mike Everett has been on the field for three World Series as a Major League Baseball umpire. The 56-year-old veteran American and Major League Baseball umpire retired just before this singular season, and he's with me from his home outside Des Moines, Iowa, to visit about his career and the 2020 season. All right, Mike, welcome to the show. Appreciate you being on. Heard that even though you're retired, you're watching a lot of baseball, camped out in front of that big screen watching the postseason. Tell me about it.
Yeah, it's been quite the transition, of course, with everything going on with COVID. It's made it even a more interesting transition. After 21 years of Major League Baseball umpiring on the field and 12 years in the minor leagues, I turned 55, and we inked a new contract with Major League Baseball, and it was just the right time for me. I felt for me to get off the field and try to have some quality of life, and then I was offered a position as supervisor of umpires with Major League Baseball. So I was starting a new transition of actually not being on the field, but still being part of the game, still trying to give back to the profession that gave back so much to me. And then everything hit with COVID and shut everything down. So I started getting involved. You know, we started looking at a lot of AAA umpires on video from last year and training some of those guys. And when on Zoom, which had been an interesting transition as well, but once the season started back up, we were assigned. I was assigned three crews to follow through the season and keep in touch with them, and we'll be watching and then writing evaluations and continuing down that line. And we'll see how it continues to transition when we get under some kind of normal season.
Yeah, we hope that normalcy will come next year. You feel, Mike, like with all this chaos in the game this year with COVID, that you picked the right time to call it quits?
Yeah, Greg, I think as I was, when you make a big decision like that, a professional decision like that, I think you're always going to have buyer's remorse a little bit. At times, I felt maybe I should have held off another year. There was times where I saw the guys out there and I thought, man, I still had a little gas in the tank. But overall, as I look at this and armchair quarterback a little bit, I'm pleased with my decision. They went through a tremendous time of having to be isolated and work under different circumstances, and the travel has been different, and following teams for 10 to 15 days straight. There's just been a lot of unusual circumstances, and I think what I found and what I'm trying to do with some of the crews and some of the individual guys is just being really an encouragement for them, telling them I'm praying for them, telling them that telling them that the things they are doing so very well, and then at the same time just trying to provide some constructive criticism and push them to the finish line, because this has been a tough season for the entire staff.
Yes, indeed. So now you're on the other side of the TV as a baseball fan. How is it from that observation point, Mike?
Well, it is different. You're not on the field, and when you're on the field, it takes a tremendous amount of concentration on to be in tune, for every pitch and play. And what I feel like when I'm watching on these games is, you know, I'm still pulling for the guys every pitch and play. I'm not on the field. I'm not having to, you know, have the same pregame preparation or pre-series preparation. I don't have the butterflies like I used to or the anxiety issues that maybe we can go into later. But, you know, still I still root for the guys. I'm still part of the umpiring department, but in a different, you know, in a different spot. So it's been interesting. I have watched a lot of baseball, you know, and usually I was just working one game or working a series, but now I'm popping around watching games, and I'm watching a lot of AAA umpires, guys who are, you know, trying to get a big league job and battling for that spot, and watching them and then having weekly calls with them on training and certain things on how to become better umpires. It's really been rewarding in that fact to see these young guys come up and work under these circumstances and do such a great job.
Yeah, that's where you started. We'll talk about your career coming up on Sports and Commentary and highlights. I'd like to ask you about, I think, what the network calls the K-zone. You know, it's the rectangular box outlining the strike zone. Sometimes we'll tell the viewers that, hey, the umpire blew it. I'd love to get your take on that, what you think of that, next time with you, Mike. So out of clock for today, but look forward to getting you back on next time on Sports and Commentary. Until then, God bless you.
You too, Greg. Thank you very much. Look forward to speaking with you again.